Not to get too far off topic, though, you mentioned Ruxolitinib is being looked at for graft versus host disease.
Yes.
Is it actually being used or studied or what?
Yeah. So there's several clinical trials ongoing with Ruxolitinib in graft versus host disease, both focused clinical trials on different phases of graft versus host disease, whether it's acute steroid refractory versus chronic, as well as there's even an ongoing ACCESS protocol. So patients are being prescribed ruxolitinib off-label for the treatment of graft versus host disease. And there's also, again, an ACCESS protocol that is available for patients who have graft versus host disease but don't qualify for any of the ongoing studies.
That's interesting. I think ibrutinib's been looked at that also, or is it approved, I think?
Ibrutinib does have an approval, yes, for treatment of graft versus host disease.
Strange world, huh?
It is. A lot of overlap. Well, it goes to show you how much of a bugaboo graft versus host disease is, right? That we're willing to try anything to treat graft versus host disease and cool it off for these patients. And hey, we got this drug that is immunosuppressive. It lowers cytokine levels. They did some preclinical models and it looked like, yeah, it seems like a good idea. So we'll give it a try.
Interesting.